Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition. Corey and I have a great show this weekend. We recorded a little bit early as both of us decided to take a little R&R. We took 3 days off, but we're starting out the show with a new guest, a very, very interesting man. We spent some time chatting with him off mic. His name is Steve Bucci. We're going to start out this segment by letting Steve tell you folks a little bit about himself. I think you'll agree with us that this is a gentleman who we want to get on the show on a more of a regular basis. Steve, what are you all about?
Well, I was a career military officer, graduated from the United States Military Academy at West Point many years ago, 1977, joined the Army in the midst of the post-Vietnam downturn, if you will, the beginnings of the volunteer Army, became an Army Green Beret after a couple of years, a Special Forces officer, and did that for the remainder of my total of 28 years on active duty. My last 4 years in the military, I was the military assistant to Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld. Started working for him on the 1st of July, 2001, which gave us a very busy summer, and then an airplane ran into the Pentagon, and things got a heck of a lot busier. I did that until I retired in 2005, stayed with the Pentagon for another couple of years as a political appointee, then spent some time in the private sector working for the IBM Corporation doing cybersecurity things, and now I am an analyst and a director of one of the parts of the Heritage Foundation, a conservative think tank here in Washington. And my specialties are defense, homeland security, terrorism, and a lot of the regions of the world as well.
Steve, you have many, many great insights into a lot of the different actions that are going on around the world. So first, let's talk about what's going on in Ukraine, between Russia and Ukraine. What's your take on the whole situation over there?
Well, right now it's a pretty serious situation. Vladimir Putin, you know, he's a serious bad guy. He really wants to see Russia revived. While he's not trying to reestablish the Soviet Union, he does want Russia back on top of things, at least in their area, and thinks that's their historical due. So he has taken steps. They swallowed up the Crimea area of Ukraine and are now working to take other parts of eastern Ukraine where there are significant ethnic Russian minorities. Right now, today, it's basically a full-scale battle going on for that eastern part of Ukraine, and that has pretty serious implications for other parts of Europe, particularly now NATO allies like in the Baltic countries, Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia, and some of our other more recent additions to NATO, who we have a treaty obligation to protect.
Well, we do have a treaty obligation to protect them. I guess the first question I would ask you is, do you think that Putin and his colleagues, for lack of better terms, will stop with just a portion of the country, or do you think they're looking to go back to, you know, the pre-collapse times of the Soviet Union?
I think Vladimir Putin and his buddies, the oligarchs that run things in Russia, are going to get as far as we'll allow them to get. If they perceive that if they keep pushing, they can get more, they'll keep pushing. It'll only be when they perceive that the potential losses are going to be greater than the potential gains that they'll stop. I don't think they have a defined end game yet because they're probing. They're trying to see what they can get away with, what NATO and particularly what the United States will do, and thus far they haven't had a lot of resistance.
Well, here's an interesting political question, Steve, and that is the current administration, does it have the ability to stare the man down? I mean, I'm firmly convinced that Ronald Reagan, George Bush Sr., etc., very possibly George Bush Jr., could have stared the guy down. I don't have that confidence in the current administration.
I would agree with you completely. I think that's very much up in the air. I think Putin has pushed pretty hard on President Obama and found the response to be pretty squishy. And as long as he keeps that perception in his head, he'll keep going. Right now, you know, the finger wagging of President Obama or John Kerry has not overly impressed Vladimir Putin and has not caused him to alter his plans a bit.
I think that's the scariest part about this whole situation here, Stephen, is the fact that Putin is going along with his agenda and almost feeling out the other countries, seeing what they will go for, seeing what they try to push back on. But when he does get any kind of pushback, he doesn't come out and change his plan altogether. He just kind of alters it. So I think he's playing this game just saying he's just nibbling away and taking what he can right now, because I think he's playing the aspect that there are a lot of countries out there that don't want to get involved in this war. But the more he keeps on pushing, they're going to have to put an end to this sooner rather than later, won't they?
Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, no reasonable set of leaders anywhere in the world wants to be involved in a major war with Russia. I mean, gosh, it's a gigantic country with a very large military, and they still own a whole bunch of nuclear weapons. So, I mean, this is pretty serious stuff. But on the other side, Mr. Putin is, you know, he's pushing the envelope, and he is a bad enough guy that he doesn't mind lying. He doesn't mind being conniving and using all sorts of psychological warfare techniques, and he is using all of them, and unfortunately quite effectively. So until there is a concerted response from the Western world, particularly NATO, our allies, other countries associated with us, and the United States of America, until that response is strong and unequivocal, Putin's going to keep pushing. He may slow down and then speed up later, but it will continue to move forward.
Well, I have a tendency to agree with you on that one. I think that he is very, very enthusiastic, I guess is one way to put it, about retaining or regaining the previous glory of Russia in terms of, certainly in terms of geographic footprint, if nothing else. I guess the question that I would have, Steve, we've got about a minute and a half left here, but the question that I would have about this is, could this escalate into a nuclear war? I like to think that, I mean, I would have to say that 50 years ago this would have been escalated by now. And I think that perhaps nuclear weapons right now are a bit of a deterrent. I like to think that because I like to think that humanity has a certain amount of sensibility to it. Any comments on that?
I think it's a little bit early to think we're going to escalate immediately to a nuclear war. There is still a ton of deterrent effect. Nobody really wants that to happen. And I think we're much further back from that precipice than we were during the Cold War between the U.S. and the Soviet Union. But that said, we've got to come up with a way to respond appropriately to Mr. Putin. One that shows that, yeah, we might be willing to start hooking and jabbing with him if our allies are at stake. But in between now and that spot, we've got to come up with some effective ways of dealing with this. The sanctions seem to have had some effect, but there are other things we could be doing that we're simply not right now, and as a result, we look somewhat impotent.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's very, very true. Ladies and gentlemen, the stations have to take a real quick break right now. We're going to be right back with Stephen Bucci, and we're going to get down to the concept of terror.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. You need a Ghost AR-15. Get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. 844-2GUNS80.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 2237 extension 129.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned in to his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2GUNS80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2GUNS80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the web.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. We're chatting with Stephen Bucci. Stephen, I want to go back, if you don't mind, to what I would consider to be the origins of terrorism in the United States, you know, September 11th, for lack of better terms. That was a very, very dramatic day, probably in my life the most dramatic day I have ever had. And I remember I was doing radio about 6:45 that particular morning, and my wife came into the room and said, "You're not going to believe what's going on." And I actually saw, you know, the planes crashing into the Twin Towers, which was absolutely amazing to me. Since that time, I think the terrorists have won to a large extent. I mean, and what I mean by that is you think about them every time you go into an airport now. Their movement has escalated in the Middle East to where it is absolutely amazing what they're doing. And I think, that, you know, the next step is going to be perhaps the possibility of them instigating a major, major conflict in the Middle East involving a shooting war between themselves and the Israelis. I don't think we've taken correct action because I don't think we've been strong enough with these guys. You think I'm nuts?
No, you're not. This actually goes back much further. You know, that Al-Qaeda was at war with us well before 9/11. We just refused to acknowledge it. They attacked our embassies in Nairobi, Kenya, and Dar es Salaam, Tanzania. They attacked the USS Cole. They attacked the Twin Towers the first time with a truck bomb underneath the building. We never acknowledged, despite their public statements that they were at war with us, that that's what was going on. After 9/11, you know, even the most optimistic person could not put aside the fact that we were at war with this terrorist group. Since then, you know, something frankly unforeseen by anyone was the metastasizing of Al-Qaeda and the growth of these franchises, as we like to call them, all around the world. ISIS, now considered, you know, a very dangerous group, was one of those affiliates. It was Al-Qaeda in Iraq. And now they're at a point where they've split off and gone their own way to the point where even Al-Qaeda thinks that they're kind of out there. But it's an enormous problem, continues to grow, continues to attract young Muslim disaffected youth to their ranks, and we have not done a good job at coming up with a counter-narrative that would dissuade these young men and young women from joining the ranks of these organizations.
Steve, do you think that all these kids, essentially, that join these groups, do you think they're joining them because of some sort of brainwashing that they're experiencing, or do they just have this underlying hatred for the West that this is their own, this is the only thing that they see as right, as wrong as that may sound?
It's kind of a combination. You know, there are some people that, frankly, if you just look at ISIS today, they're the ones in the headlines. There are some of the folks joining them that are, frankly, are sociopaths. They just are attracted to the chaos and the ability to kill and maim and rape anybody they darn well please under this umbrella of a quasi-religious blessing, if you will, or permission to do so. Others, at the other end of the spectrum, are very dedicated, religiously motivated people who believe the interpretation that they have a mission of sort of proselytizing the entire world one way or another into believing in their religion, this form of Islam, and that has to be practiced in the way they dictate. And then in between you have others, people that are either out of work or, you know, just think the world has been unfair to them and their culture, and now they're using this as a way to try and right those perceived wrongs. So there's a lot of it, but the West, we tend to project our mindset onto them, which frankly is not very useful or very helpful in addressing this threat.
I have to agree 100% on that one. I think it's totally useless to attempt, for example, to go into a country like Iraq and try and instill democracy. To me, that does not make a lot of sense. I mean, people are different. There's no question about it. Something that I find to be interesting is the press in the United States, the way it's covering what's going on, I find to be very, very interesting in the sense that when the tragedy occurred in Paris here just a couple of weeks ago, both Hamas and if I'm not mistaken, Al-Qaeda came out and basically condemned that action. And that was on an Associated Press wire. Not one paper in the United States reported that. What are your thoughts on that, Steve?
You got to remember that media does things for a lot of different reasons.
Oh, nobody knows that more than us, trust me.
In some cases, they want to emphasize the direction of the story or downplay a different direction. The two men who did the Charlie Hebdo attack did have some connection back to an Al-Qaeda franchise, Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, and they later took credit for that themselves, whether this, they gave them a specific mission or did they just plant the seed. Al-Qaeda Central did condemn it, saying this wasn't a useful thing. The other fellow who attacked the Jewish supermarket said that he was doing it in the name of ISIS. And there was no knowledge of any direct connection there at all. Here in the States, we had Major Nadal Hassan, an American citizen, an officer in the United States Army, trained by our military to be a psychologist, and he goes off, and after some internet conversations and reading a lot of stuff, he shoots a bunch of fellow soldiers in the Arabian Peninsula also. There's so many ways for folks to get radicalized now, that are using the wonderful benefits of the internet, but they're using it for unfortunate reasons.
I think what's so scary about that is instead of these groups being centralized in one area, now they're infiltrating countries around the world and being able to communicate through whichever method they're using, which is why I think these groups are getting harder and harder to fight, because they're not in one location. They all share the same beliefs, but they're doing it from countries around the world. And as much as we have advanced in technology, they seem to be getting their messages out without us, I guess, translating or deciphering all of them.
Well, I think the thing that people have to realize here in closing is that Islam is a major religion. What does that mean? Well, that means that you've got millions and millions of members of that particular religion, as you have millions and millions of members of the Catholic faith, the Baptist faith, the Jewish faith, et cetera, et cetera. And within the, I love talking religion and I know quite a bit about religion, but the thing that you have to realize is that within each religion you have fanatics. I don't care if you're talking about Christianity, I don't care what religion you're talking about, you have extreme fanatics. And those fanatics very definitely have to be corralled. There is no question about that. Because if they're not, because of everything that Stephen mentioned in the last two segments, they're going to become more and more dangerous rather than less and less dangerous.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 square-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You know, I have to tell you, I personally feel that Stephen is probably one of the more interesting guests that we've had in a long time. Certainly adds a lot of color to that particular subject matter, i.e. terrorism, military aspects of what's going on in the world, et cetera, et cetera. And I can guarantee you that Corey and I will have him back on the show very shortly. I think he really could very easily become our go-to guy in terms of a lot of geopolitical events that are occurring, and they're kind of scary. Something else that's kind of scary is we have Michael Belkin with us right now, and Michael himself is far from being scary. He's one of the brightest technicians who we know, but what is scary is the fact that people don't seem to realize what's going on in the world right now, and Mike brings that out very, very effectively in his January 26th article in the Belkin Report entitled Banks, Brokers, and Gold. You know, the financial community, i.e. banks and brokers, are really not benefiting at all by what's going on right now under the direction of the, I guess I'll use the term, super leaders. I mean that very facetiously. Do you want to elaborate for us a little bit, if you would, Michael?
Hey, thanks, Al. Thanks. I'm delighted to be here. What's going on is that the banks and brokers are down on the year where stock indexes have been up. Now, that's before today where the indexes are down a lot. But the XBD Securities Brokers Index was down 7% on the year when the market was flat. So it's 7% behind the index. In Europe, the Eurostoxx 600 Bank Index is 8% behind the index. So while there's been all this noise about QE and how great it is for the financial system and banks, actually banks have been declining. And my basic theory of the universe is that the flatter yield curve and declining junk bond prices are robbing banks of what they've been using to make money. So long-term rates have fallen dramatically. You know, they're down 30, 40 basis points on the year, something like that. you know, there, it's not possible to milk the carry trade of investing in longer term assets and funding yourself short term. It's just not working so much anymore. The spread is narrowing. And what I found interesting in all the earnings reports from banks like JP Morgan and Goldman Sachs, and they all said our fixed income revenues declined in the fourth quarter. And I find that fascinating because the bond had actually rallied by 5%. In Q4 2014. So what it smells like to me is, you know, junk bond prices fell in Q4. So, you know, I don't know. You can't know for sure without seeing their balance sheet in detail when they don't disclose that. But it basically, it looks to me like they're long junk bonds. And the junk bond market is an accident waiting to happen as far as I'm concerned. The biggest issuers in the junk bond market over the last couple of years have been oil companies. And guess what? The oil price is down 50%, and a lot of these guys are going to go belly up. So there's going to be a round of defaults in the junk bond market. It looks to me like banks and brokers are exposed to that. And so anyways, what I'm recommending to my institutional clients is to be long gold and gold mining shares and short banks and brokers. And that spread is up 30% year to date. So since the GDX is up 21% and the bankers, the XBD index is down about 9%. So before today, that index was, that trade was up 30% year to date in less than a month.
So Michael, if these banks are not making money, to me that is always the first sign of bad times ahead for the general economy and even the people on the street, because the banks should actually be the backbone, but as we know, they've had some pretty interesting monetary policies recently that they probably shouldn't be the backbone. But the fact of the matter is people look to this. So if they're not making money, where are people making money on the other side of the trade? Is it just in gold and in the gold ETF?
Well, being short banks is working, you know, so they're down. That was my trade from the beginning of the year. So, you know, all the, they're actually, the bank stocks are declining. You know, before the market has been declining, they've been going down. JP Morgan, Citibank, Bank of America, Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley. Those are the five basically big banks and brokers that are the center of everything. And yes, so of course, gold is negatively correlated to the market. And gold, as we are certainly well aware, all of us listening to this, has had the stuffing knocked out of it for a number of years now. From the peak in 2011, you know, we've been bouncing along the bottom here for about a year now. I thought it had bottomed last year, went a little bit lower. A lot of the gold stocks didn't really go to new lows. So I have them all breaking out, and the Australians have really been up enormously. Now, that's something that most people don't follow. In the last few weeks, my index of the 20 or so leading, 22 leading Australian gold stocks is up a total of an astounding, 4-week return is 46%. So they've rallied 46% in 4 weeks. So what's happening is gold and gold mining assets are negatively correlated to the stock market. And as the market goes down, these gold and gold mining companies start rallying. And I think we're coming out of a big hole. And I actually think that they will become momentum stocks, and they'll begin to attract attention from the hedge fund community. Because if everything else is going down and the only thing that's already been crushed that's going up, that's going to be on people's radar screens, and they'll start buying into it. So we're a long way from gold stocks becoming momentum stocks, but I think it'll happen.
Wait, no, that's an interesting idea. Most of the people, well, you know, the listeners who can come to our blog, you know, we had about got over 500 of them just a couple days ago. Are the jury is kind of out in terms of our listeners as to is this a good or a bad time to be investing in gold stocks? I got a lot of respect for you. I got a lot of time for your opinion, Michael, and I have to tell you that I think that we may be seeing a rather significant turn right around the corner in the mining shares. I mean, it's obviously happened already with the Australians, right?
Correct. Now, a good thing to keep an eye on is the 200-day average for GDX, which is the gold mining, the largest gold mining ETF. It's right on the 200-day average. It's been hanging there for about 6 days now. If this breaks, it's right at 2271 as we speak. If it starts breaking above 2324, I think we could be off to the races. Now, the GDXJ, the junior mining ETF, is not there yet. It's lower. So the big ones are what's attracting buying so far. but I think that will change. But anyways, I think so. We're right at an inflection point. You can, you know, if you start breaking above the 200-day average, that will be on a lot of people's radar screens that use that as a trend following, you know, a dividing line between uptrend and downtrend. Start getting above the 200-day average, you'll start attracting a lot more buying. I think that's going to happen. So I have a forecasting model. Everything, all my work comes out of my forecasting model, and it points up weekly and monthly. So from a three-month, you know, I have a 12-period forward forecast and weekly and monthly data, and they're both pointing strongly up right now. So I think from a three-month view and a 12-month view, gold mining stocks are the place to be, and so I'm an enthusiastic buyer on brief pullbacks.
Well, that's good to hear. By the way, I need to make one real quick correction here, and that is I think I erroneously said we had 500 listeners on the blog. That's not at all what I meant. What I meant is we had 500 comments roughly last Saturday and Sunday on the blog, and that's where I was referring to all of those people who were somewhat split in their thoughts. We've got obviously a much higher listenership than that. Having said that, what do you think about the Canadian juniors right now?
I like them. So what do I have? I have TXJ, I have SMF.TO, TXJ.TO, GBU.TO. Those are the ones on my buy list at the moment. I have more Australians. The Australians are a little more crushed, and they've really kind of been really ignored and undiscovered. So I think the Australians look a little – I prefer them over the Canadians at the moment. But, you know, the ones at the top of my list – I think are the bigger ones, you know, like I said, the GDX is at the 200-day average, and the GDXJ isn't yet. But things like Coeur d'Alene, Harmony, Agnico, Anglo Gold, Tower Hill, things like that, Kinross, IM Gold, Hecla Mining, these are the more bigger, you know, the bigger ones. I think people feel more confident that big portfolio managers feel, you know, they're not going to go under, you know, these stocks will be around. I think those are the ones they're buying at the moment. So those are the ones that are top of my list at the moment.
Okay, there you have it from Michael Belkin.
GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Find out how to stop Big Brother in his tracks at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. You need a Ghost AR-15. Get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. 844-2GUNS80.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Okay, here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition. We're going to talk, continue our train of thought, for lack of better terms, on market issues. You know, Michael Belkin just came out and basically said you got to short bank stocks and you have to go long in gold stocks. We've got our panel of experts with us, consisting this week of Dr. Posta, Rick Ackerman, and, of course, Gary Savage. Million-dollar question, gentlemen. Do you think that Michael is correct in this extent? I happen to think his argument is a pretty good one. Let's start with you, Rick.
Well, I think the hedge itself sounds pretty good theoretically. You know, anything that's great for the gold world is bad for the banking world. So I like those two sides working against each other, and supporting that from a technical standpoint is that the gold stocks or the bank stocks have been pretty weak. They're well off their highs, and even the J.P. Morgans and Citis and Goldmans of the world are unable to steal what they usually do just from the trading operations. So there just maybe not enough front-run orders and things like that. So the banks are in decline, and I think that's a natural, really, in some abstract way, to favor the gold world.
Well, usually when I see banks in decline, I think that that trickles down into the economy and is foreshadowing for more hard times ahead for conventional markets. But who knows if the banks can pull this one out again. Gary, let's get your opinion on this whole concept of shorting banks going long gold stocks.
I would be moderately long gold stocks. I would not be leveraged. I wouldn't be heavy. It's a little late in this intermediate cycle. I like to go in heavy at the beginning of a cycle on week one. Gold is now 11 weeks into the cycle, so we're probably more than halfway through this intermediate cycle. And, of course, you've got to allow it time to move down into the next intermediate cycle low also. So, you know, a modest to small position right now is good. The time to go heavy long, leverage long, is probably going to be in maybe March or April when we get the next intermediate bottom.
You know, Gary, I'm not a particularly nimble trader. I don't have nearly the expertise that the three of you guys do, or even Corey, for that matter. Corey's getting to be pretty darn good at this. But in my opinion, for the average investor who's not necessarily a technician, who is someone who is perhaps has a bit of a different time frame than short-term trading, I have to think that the gold stocks look pretty good right now. Now, Michael stressed larger gold stocks like Coeur d'Alene Mining, like that. I happen to still really like the juniors, and I really like the juniors because of the leverage that's available there. Doc, what do you think, bud?
Well, you know, if you like the juniors, and they're basically exploration companies, and they're going to be around for a while, and they have a lot of liquidity, yeah, I've taken some position in some of those. But I feel that you're going to have to wait quite a while before you see a significant move. Now, I think the ones that are going to really move are your large cap companies that are still in pretty good shape. They'll lead us out of this. And so will some of the mid-tiers that are actually showing profit. And I own a couple or three of those, and they've done well. But as and I'm taking positions in the juniors, but I'm afraid you're going to have to wait for a while because they're going to have to prove, they're going to have to show that this market actually is improving before they make a big move, I believe.
Now, Rick, we're seeing some pretty big swings in the conventional markets on a day-to-day basis. To me, I mentioned earlier in the week that the Dow right now almost kind of range-bound. It's trading up, down, on its way down right now as we're recording this since the beginning of December. Are these big swings on a day-to-day basis showing weakness or just a pause in this upward trend that we've been experiencing?
Well, I think you could take a step back and say that these huge swings that we've been having are reflect a possible long-term topping process. You know, if you've speculated in that way over the last nearly 6 years, you've been wrong, and you never want to count a bull market that's been chugging along for that many years out. But I would say it is really strange. It's almost an anomaly, really, to see the market get hit so hard today, ostensibly because of bad earnings. You know, it's like, when have earnings ever been a concern? But today they were. There were a number of large companies that reported somewhat disappointing earnings, and they took a big whack out of it. But I have to say that on the charts, it looks like a shakedown to me. And even though the market was down, I think, almost 400 points at one time today, it's just the same old dog and pony show. The money managers use the bad news on the earnings front to essentially shake down some stocks and pick up some bargains. So I do see the move today as corrective.
So some of these bad earnings reports that we saw today were because of this U.S. dollar being at a high level, and these international companies are struggling on that bottom line, which we saw that coming, at least when you were looking at some of these companies. But now let's talk about the U.S. dollar. Gary, your comments, because right now the U.S. dollar showing a little bit of pause on its upward trend.
Well, it looks to me like the dollar's probably started down into a daily cycle low. And based on the length of this intermediate cycle, it's one of the longest I've ever seen. This intermediate cycle began on May 8th. We have not had anything that looks even vaguely like an intermediate degree correction yet. So based on that, I would say that there's probably a good chance that if the dollar is starting down into a daily cycle low, that this is probably going to continue far enough to turn into at least an intermediate degree correction. And the rumor is that the Fed may hint tomorrow that they're going to hold off a rate increase longer than people expect, and that could maybe be the fundamental driver to push the dollar down into that intermediate bottom. But I'll say this, that this, it would just be a corrective move, and then the dollar is going back up and the euro is going back down until we at least get to parity.
That would be an interesting move. It's something that we've been seeing from the tail end of last year to this year. Guys, there's so much going on in these markets right now that I think it is important to be diversified, but it's also important to pick your sector that you want to pay close attention to, and even if it does trade in a range, still make some money that way. Doc, what sector are you picking?
I'm really focused right now, Corey, on precious metal stocks, and I'm taking positions. And the amount I'm going to allocate toward those, I'm only at 25% right now. I'm not chasing the moves up, even with GDX and GDXJ, because we've had a nice move. And my philosophy is that we're going to be in this for a while. We're not going to just take off with these stocks. And I know Belkin feels it's a great time to be in, but I'm sorry to say I don't think it's going to happen with majority of them. So there's going to be no hurry. I'm going to make my decisions on when I add based on technicals that are significant. Then I'll add, because we have a long ways to go in this bull market that I think we're starting to form here with the precious metal stocks.
You know, I got to tell you, I went through a period like this just recently back in about 2008 and 2009. Take out the word about, specifically in 08 and 09. The resource stocks were just absolutely a disaster. It was just an absolutely disaster zone. But, you know, Rick, you remember those years, and I'm sure Gary and you do too, Doc. 2010 rolled around, you know, and I got to tell you, it was one of the best years that we've ever had in this business because we got such tremendous appreciation in that sector. And I got to tell you, the only thing that keeps me from stating categorically that I believe that's going to happen again right now is that I think the turmoil in the world is much more significant today than it was back in 2008 and 2009. I know you're going to say, well, you're nuts, remember the Lehman collapse, et cetera, et cetera. I think we're looking at a potential event right around the corner that can make that look like a kindergarten fairy tale, for lack of better terms. Real quick, we've only got a minute and a half left here. Gary, starting with you quickly, do you think I'm right in that assessment?
I don't think it's starting right now, but I think you're spot on. The next recession, when it does occur, is going to be much worse than the last one.
How about you, Doc?
I think, Al, they're a good place to be, but I think it's a different game with the deflation that's going on right now. And I think even with energy stocks, it's going to be a slow bottoming process. But when they do break out, I think in the months ahead, that's going to be the time to be positioned.
Last but certainly not least, Mr. Ackerman.
You know, you look around and you ask, what's changed since 2007? And the answer is that the changes have all been for the worse. You know, we've essentially found rehypothecation in the European markets, essentially to substitute for the mortgage leveraging that took place domestically. And in all areas where leverage was piled up, you know, 5-6 years ago, I think we're doing worse now than we were then. So things are more precarious. I definitely agree with you, Al.
Okay, stick around, ladies and gentlemen. Corey and I are going to be right back.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corwin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.